Guys, I have to apologize to everybody who did the show with us today. It was so hectic and so busy and so weird that I wasn't able to go to you guys as much as I wanted to just to talk about stuff because the show was moving so fast today. Chris, you looked uncomfortable all show. Billy, you looked really uncomfortable during the breaks. Like, that costume seems to have been something that really weighed on you a little bit. First, you, Chris, what shape are you in after wearing, other than round?
He was in bad shape before the costume.
Yeah, but he was wearing like a box all show, you know, that garbage can costume. It was a good costume, but you were uncomfortable all show.
Yes, I had to like sit leaning forward or else you couldn't even really see me. It wasn't a box, by the way. This is an actual trash can. I don't know if you know that. You can't see it really. But I used an actual trash can that I was sitting in, holes that I cut out of it. So it was, my back is really hurt, yes.
Judging by the listener reaction on Twitter, it seems like outside of legs, they enjoyed your costume the most, our listeners. They did.
It's a funny costume and a good costume, so good work there. Billy's was also funny, but funny last year when he wore it. and it looks uncomfortable. It looks really unwieldy.
It's very impractical to be doing something in. So, like, it's uncomfortable. It deflated. I had to change the batteries at some point in time. I had to find a screwdriver because for whatever reason, the battery pack requires a screwdriver to do. Then I had to find the batteries. And then I had to follow along with looks like. So I had to take it off because I couldn't see through that. And then the games I had to. So there's, you know, lots of, it's not the easiest to do the daily activities in while you're wearing. Plus, I couldn't find my AirPod. So I had to put the headphones on underneath it and then put the cord through the sleeve. And then I was cutting that off and I had to switch on. It was, you know, happy Halloween, everyone.
It did feel like all show you guys were sort of fighting and wrestling with your costumes. Was there anything you guys wanted to get to, like La Russa? We didn't even get to talk about La Russa headed back to the big leagues at 76 years old.
What happened to Mike Scherer? An unhinged Mike Scherer calling in.
Mike, call Mike Scherer real quick.
What happened to Alfonso Ribeiro?
Call Mike Scherer quick and see if he'll come on here.
That's
real
not
quick.
Exactly how an open invitation works. You can't say, hey, open invite. They don't call. And then you're like, I'm getting you anyway.
He's pretty much told you he didn't want to come today. I mean, he's already done so with his actions. I mean,
what are his actions?
He didn't show up.
Did Mike reach out to him?
It was on the group text. You do the thing where you're like, hey, let's see if Mike Scherer has any time. But you've essentially done it. By CCing him on the text.
Oh, I put him on that text? That's my bad.
Yeah. Really?
It happened. I liked La Russa saying that this is a win now move. You don't say, Tony. This isn't going to be a 10-year rebuild.
There's 76. I mean, wait, Billy, what happens to the Hall of Fame? He's already inducted into the Hall of Fame. They take it very seriously. So does La Russa have to wait 5 more years after he retires to get reinducted?
This seems like the type of move that Tony La Russa would rant at someone else for doing. You're already in the Hall of Fame. You're embarrassing the Hall of Fame by going back to the game after being inducted. What are you doing? This shouldn't happen. But hey, it's Tony La Russa.
Didn't they get rid of Rick Renteria for being too old school? Like, what's going on here?
Did you see their email announcement to season ticket holders? I don't know what was going on behind the scenes, but maybe AJ Hinch was in the mix because they put out a graphic saying Tony La Russa had signed, but the signature on this sort of baseball card graphic that they put out there was AJ Hinch's.
Funny.
It was really funny. and AJ Hinch has now been hired, right?
Tigers. I think, was he hired or are they negotiating a deal right now? I think it's the Tigers are working with him.
I am going to give the audience those promised thoughts from Mike Scherer via Twitter here. He is Ken Tremendous on Twitter, our friend Mike Scherer. He is one of the big showrunners in Hollywood on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Good Place, and he did Parks and Rec. He created Parks and Rec.
It's very important that we clean this up. Hinch has not been hired yet, but he is talking with the Tigers about taking over their
very
managerial
important.
Position.
More yes. important that the White Sox clean that up, because that's a very bad PR mistake to hire Tony La Russa and put the signature of A.J. Hinch on there. But what Mike Scherer writes, and he was steaming yesterday, and this is basically all you need to know about the La Russa hire, because Stugatz, he's also got that bad moment on our show 4 years ago where he's talking about Colin Kaepernick in a way that sounds not only wrong side of history, but it sounds like he was a bit ignorant as it regards ripping Colin Kaepernick for seeming an insincere person when he didn't know Colin Kaepernick, but he was saying he knew him because he's managed on the West Coast before and because he knows the West Coast.
He was in the proximity of him. So
basically. Yeah. So here is what Mike Scher has to say. The White Sox are young, fun as hell, and predominantly Latin. So who do they get to manage the team? Naturally, a 76-year-old white guy who hasn't coached in a decade, supports the Tea Party in Glen Beck, and was arrested for being drunk and asleep at the wheel of his SUV. Hard to overstate how exactly, precisely wrong La Russa is to coach this team. Specifically, just perfectly wrong. If you were trying to sabotage the White Sox like Trump sabotaging the post office, you'd hire La Russa. He's the Louis DeJoy of baseball managers. I'm losing my mind. When we talk about alienating young people and losing market share, baseball deserves everything it gets. I know he's just a manager, but it's hard not to predict that one of the most fun and dynamic young teams in the game just got more boring and worse. Tim Anderson is great and fun and loves to flip his bat. Looking forward to his two-game internal suspension for not respecting the game after he had to walk off to beat the Yankees and pumps his fist a little too hard.
Wow. Jeez. Very upset about it. I mean, I didn't really give it that much thought, to be honest.
You don't give anything that much thought.
Why would you?
You are allergic and incapable of thought.
It's just La Russa.
Because why would you? Because if you care about baseball, you know what I keep hearing in these people who care about baseball? Like, that's Kirkshin today. They're afraid.
Yeah.
They're afraid their game is getting so distorted that they don't even love it as much. And when you see sort of society spill into baseball this way, where Tony La Russa is being sent in to manage a guy on the White Sox who's exciting, but he himself has told us that he finds baseball boring. And he got in all sorts of trouble because he finds baseball boring because he's a bat flipper.
Well, maybe this is a step in the right direction for baseball and for Tim Kirchin, because I will tell you this, okay? Tony La Russa is not coming out to grab Blake Snell after 5 1/3 or 6 1/3.
He invented that. He invented the mixing and matching of
reliever.
Must
I remind you of Dave Stewart? If you walked out to the mound and tried to take the ball out of Stu's hands, he would punch you in the face.
I know, but La Russa invented the change a bunch of relievers. You're absolutely right about that, but that was a long time ago.
Dan, I've been California cool long enough. This East Coast bias is obvious, and you didn't go to me when we were going to the costumes and stuff. You asked Chris in the Midwest. You asked Billy, obviously, in Miami. You don't want to talk about the LA Dodgers. That's fine. We've talked about the Rays long enough. Are we suspending Justin Turner forever? That's my question to you. I mean, he went out there.
He should be, yeah.
He broke protocol. He celebrated with somebody who was a cancer survivor. He celebrated with a team, with a city, okay, that is under siege right now, if you want me to be honest. And you didn't ask me how the traffic was today. You didn't ask me how my kale smoothie was today. I'm going to have an avocado burger later on for lunch. I mean, the East Coast bias on this show is sickening. So I'm hoping that some point you guys can get your act together and us here in LA can actually start listening to the show.
All right, Tony, I really appreciate it, okay, because I did not give your Halloween costume enough attention, and you just took it by force by being in character Daniel Day-Lewis as Jorge Sedano. I salute you for that. That's a big hack by you, and I salute you all around for correcting me and getting your costume out into the universe, because you deserve it. It's a good costume, and I should have gone to you for more Sedano impersonations. If you want to wear it next week, fake Sedano is welcome here, okay? I have just told you, you have just earned a spot. Look, speaking of earning spots, okay? You have just earned and inherited a spot on next week's show as only Jorge Sedano. You will get more mic time, but you have to be in character all week as Jorge Sedano. So
That's fine.
I'm glad we're doing
excellent.
I'm glad we're doing that to you next week. Mike does not think it's fair. Mike thinks it's wrong of me to do this.
I think it's inside.
It is inside, and so what? We are inside. We're a secret joke for the audience here in the post game and in Big Suey and the local hour. And many of you who have been listening for a long time know the story of Juju Gotti. And we're going to give you a little more of this story of Juju Gotti, because he is a guy who represents the spirit of this show in a way that is a bit hard to articulate, but I am going to attempt to articulate it. The greatest compliment that we get around here, I think, I haven't actually spent a lot of time talking about this with the guys, but it's when someone tells us that we brought them through a dark time, that as creatures and characters that exist in their head through this intimate medium where It's not largely visual. And to many of you, we feel like your friends. We feel like people that you know and want to hang out with and want to watch games with, for the ones who care about us the most. Juju Gotti was in a super dark place. And this doesn't even make sense, what I'm about to tell you, right? It's a bit incongruous. But this young black guy who does hip-hop on the side, he befriends Greg Cody of the Miami Herald and befriends him in a way that's unusual, because during his darkest time, Greg Cody of the Miami Herald was doing things on the show that ended up making him laugh.
Doesn't make sense. Incongruous? What does that mean?
Yes, incongruous. It doesn't make sense. It's something that is not... I'm glad I can help you with that. Anyway, so Juju Gotti basically credits Greg Cody in some ways, laughter during a dark time, for saving his life at a time that I believe he was homeless, or at least I think he was living in his car. And so anyways, incongruously, Juju Gotti has a tattoo of Greg Cody, and now he's gotten a tattoo of a bunch of the show's characters to symbolize, I would imagine, that, whatever that is, and we're proud of it, and we're happy to have him be a part of what we're doing. Many of you have also noticed that he's exceptional at social media. Many of you have liked Juju Gotti so much that allegedly you got him fired from the job that he was at because you called too much and he no longer had a job. And so, because he's earned it and proved himself around here, and because you really seem to like his social media presence, we have hired him to do our social media stuff, not just not just on weekends, but he's going to end up doing it for us, and we're looking forward to what that produces. Right now, as soon as I'm off here, as soon as we get off here, he will be handling our social media accounts for, you know, the foreseeable future.
Which means rest in peace, unsigned tweets from Dan Le Batard. Dan has to sign all of his tweets now, as will Juju. It's really fun over the weekends. We were trying Juju out for the better part of a year and a half, and he's proven himself. We got what we were looking for in terms of new followers and more eyes looking at some of the stuff that we were doing, and we got a kick out of it, and you did too. So, Juju, congratulations. You've earned it, pal.
Do I still put up the polls?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. Well, you could go to Juju. You're right.
That's a bad bill. Sorry, right.
Sorry, but that's still you.
Would you like that off your plate, Guillermo? Would you like
that's fine.
Would you like Juju to handle that? Because, he's hired now. We're paying him money. I'm sure Juju would be happy
it
to handle
it. It seems like a waste of Juju's time, though. I mean,
is it? Why? How?
Well, I mean, we have someone doing it. Yeah. We want Juju to be really creative and be
Juju
thinking.
We need Juju on the big picture stuff.
On the big picture stuff. Yeah.
Chris, this announcement seems to have been something that you were surprised by. You reacted with genuine joy at that.
I mean, I just didn't know that news. I'm kind of close with Juju, so I'm just extremely happy for him because I know he's wanted to be a part of this as much as we'd let him, and that's a big step, and I'm just happy for him.
He is a warm, sweet man, Juju Gotti. He really is. He's just a nice, caring man, very thoughtful person. So I'm super excited for him. That is a great job by Juju and a great job by you, Dan, getting him on the staff.
Mike, can we take some calls here? Just let's bang through them because these people have been waiting for a long time. Let's just unscreened. Let's just do some Tua calls because we promised these people we were going to do some Tua calls. Congratulations to Juju Gotti. We are happy to have him around as another member of the team. Let's go ahead and do we have names or just lines?
These are on screen, Dan.
Go for
it. Was kind of tricky because of the Tim Kirchen show. I couldn't get rid of Tua calls. I get Kirchen baseball calls without it being another Tua call. So it was a confusing day here on the Le Batard show. So we're going unscreened here. Line one, you are on the air right now.
Do you
Flaming lips. All right.
All
I dig
right.
it.
Keep going, Mike.
2 hours
going.
He waited for
Keep
that.
Keep going, yep. Mike. Keep going.
Line two. You are live and on the air.
Tua, 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 Chaka. Tua, 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 Chaka.
Yeah.
Once the fins aren't reeling, we may have a good team. But sure, let's go and change to our backup QB. he is mobile. And the hip looks right. Check out that ball. Man, the spiral's tight. But I'm still hooked on this feeling.
What?
The what?
That he peaked last season.
Oh, the feeling.
Feeling.
Yeah. Keep you know the source material?
Miami.
Honestly, you could have stopped after Tua got chucked.
I mean, you had it.
But
you
it was
really
still good.
It.
No, yeah. I salute you. Yes, I mean, you had us at the very beginning. Thank you for calling.
Line 3, you are now on the air.
For Tua Tagovailoa, Brian Flores, benched Fitzpatrick. My final quarterback is you. Still gonna go 8-8 for Tua Tagovailoa. Steven Rothfuss, Brian Flores. If you get hurt more, and an old Dolan on his hip, might have to call Matt Moore for Tua Tagovailoa. Not least much hope since Culpepper. My final quarterback is you. Tango Villa.
Yeah.
Oh, one Bravo. Second. Just because we have to check. Are you fake Pavarotti?
No.
No. I'm not.
Get that man's number. We'll need him. Bravo, sir.
Yes, well done.
Thank you very much.
Yes, good work. Do we have many more? Should we end on that note?
Wow.
Because we're not going to do a lot better than that, but we also, I feel bad for these people who have been holding all damn show.
Well, these people haven't been holding all show. They're just still calling because they're mental. What do you guys say? Risk it for the biscuit?
I would like to.
I have an idea. Dan, give them your phone number and they can call you and sing to you.
Yes. I'll do that right now.
Yes.
And then we end on a high note.
All right. So who's going to give it out? Go ahead, Mike.
I'll just tell them
prior. How is that going to entertain the audience?
You'll tell us how good it is.
Line 6 here on the air.
Go ahead.
You guys still singing two songs?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, man.
Go, quick.
All right, good. Tua Tagovailoa, he runs and throws, he runs and throws.
All right.
I'll take it. We actually have a celebrity submission. Well, I mean, can't really call Zach Harper a celebrity, but Zach Harper, who's been doing some Twitch streams with us, great work for The Athletic, he sent me this voice note submission, so let's go ahead and give him some shine.
All right.
Tua, passing everywhere. Tua, passing everywhere. Tua, passing everywhere. I found you, my new QB. Hike the ball and pass it to Devontae, Hall of Famer, in a month or two. Get the hips right, see what the Dolphins do.
All right. Some shine.
Not terrible. Not terrible.
Not terrible. The Blaine Gabbert of songs, yes.
Once again, congratulations to Juju Gotti. Make sure to follow us on our social media channels, at Lebatard Show on Twitter and on Instagram. It's a welcome addition to our team, and we're really happy about that. Worth your time and worth your follow.